The West Douglas by-election is next week, Thursday, May the 23rd. There are four candidates. Let me just remind you who they are. Chris Thomas, John Skinner, Clive Dawson and Quinton Gill, who we interview this morning. Quinton Gill, a familiar name in Manx politics, two terms as a Russian member. He is a social worker. He describes himself in his manifesto as the most experienced candidate in the field. An independent, he cites three strategies that the government need to cope with what's happened in the last few years. Succinctly, earn more, spend less, utilise savings. Good morning, Mr. Gill.
Morning,
welcome.
Morning, John.
Just first of all, the fact you've moved from Russian into Douglas, you're now living in Douglas, that gives you problems, obviously, because you've gone from an area you knew well and were a member for something like 10 years, to a new area. How have you coped with that?
Well, I moved last year for personal reasons and, of course, the relationship between an elected member, if that proves to be the point, and their constituents is a dynamic one. I do know a lot of people in Douglas. I've worked in Douglas almost all my working life as a probation officer, as a social worker, and as a member of the House of Keys, obviously a lot of my work is based in Douglas.
So it's not been a problem. You feel at home in Douglas,
absolutely,
if I put it that way.
Yes, and my family are originally from Douglas, so I'm familiar with the town and I'm very happy living in the capital.
Just talk about the three strategies you mentioned. We'll start with the last one first, utilise savings. Savings being reserves, presumably. So how do you utilise them?
Well, government's utilising them in a manner where they're not balancing the budget other than by dipping into reserves. And as anybody knows, you can't keep dipping into your savings account in a sustainable manner. So whilst I accept that government has adopted that strategy and there's Tim Ward's support generally for that, it's not sustainable, and therefore the earn more and spend less aspects become more and more important.
The less you take out, the more difficult decisions you're going to have to take in cuts, etc. And you say that's necessary, that there are going to be painful decisions and members should be prepared to take them.
Absolutely. This is not a time for anything less than candour. We faced very difficult challenges. I think government has been very sensible in not overreacting to the difficulties of the VAT bombshell. But at the same time, I think they deserve some criticism for failing to actually have a coherent programme which has got a definite timescale to it. Now, I think this government has addressed that. And if they're serious about their agenda for change, then that is the best plan that the Isle of Man has to balance its budgets in the foreseeable future.
You talk about small but telling changes required, such as making senior public sector salaries more reflective of market forces, but we're cutting them. Or increasing them, or what?
Well, I think you test them against market forces.
How do you judge the appropriate level?
Well, one thing we definitely know, because Tim will debate this, is that the corporate leadership group pay scales, there was no justification for the significant increases that about the top 100 civil servants in the Isle of Man received to their salaries.
Do you not get a better quality civil servant the more you pay them?
I can only give you my personal experience. When I was the chairman of the MEA, we had a vacancy for a chief executive. We paid significantly less than the previous chief executive received, and we got an excellent candidate who is currently the chief executive.
So you say it's not the level of the salary that counts, it's choosing the right person.
If the person only wants the job for the money, they wouldn't probably be the best candidate.
Earn more. Well, you go for fairly obvious targets, e-gaming, the aircraft and shipping registers. Where else do you think we could diversify?
I think there has to be a number of niche markets. There is no one single golden goose waiting outside to be lured in to cure all our economic woes. We have an economic development department. Previously, we had a trade and industry department who have very much similar functions in many ways. But their role is to identify new business. And I do applaud government for actually making that a very clear strategy.
Do you think the structure of government is the right one at the moment? We're heading towards restructuring, of course. The Department of Economic Development, do you think that was the right direction to go? Do you think it's the right department for the moment?
I describe the restructuring of government as a cynical distraction in the run-up to the last election in my manifesto.
So you'd put it to one side?
I wouldn't. We're stuck with it now. It's not served any purpose other than to be expensive and divisive, but we're stuck with it now. It's not a bad system. It was simply an unnecessary exercise. We have it now. We have to make it work. The last thing we should do is have further restructures. What we need to do is concentrate on the core activity, which is growing the economy and ensuring that any cuts which will be necessary are applied in a fair and consistent manner and protect the vulnerable.
What point you make, you increase your share in the general election, but you lost out. Now, you say that basically a more balanced division is required, so you're in favour of this redrawing up of the boundaries.
I'm certainly in favour of the work that Boundary Commission is doing, because I think it would make the Isle of Man reflect a more fair system where each vote actually counts equally across the Isle of Man.
And Europe, you reckon it's going to disintegrate?
I have been...
I mean, European Union, not Europe.
Well, hopefully Europe geographically disintegrate. And hopefully the effects of the European Union fracturing, which I think is an almost certainty, even the most Europhile...
How can we survive without Europe, though? We're a little island.
Well, we wouldn't be surviving without Europe. We'd be surviving without the European Union. And that's a very different question.
So what direction should we go in?
That is out of our control. As the Isle of Man, we will be washed around in a storm of international politics. I think nobody anymore is talking about continuing as the European Union currently exists. Nobody in Britain is talking about that. So it will change. And all I'm saying in my manifesto is that we need to have a contingency plan where we are best placed to take advantage of those circumstances as and when they change.
Quinta Gill, thank you very much for joining us this morning.